Ballad of John and Yoko. Rock legend's widow remembers Lennon on his 70th birthday.
Tonight, a 360 exclusive, we're really excited to bring you. Yoko Ono doesn't give many interviews, but she recently agreed to sit down with me to talk about her life with John Lennon. As you probably know, Lennon would have turned 70 years old this month. Ono has been remastering his music, and she celebrated the anniversary of his birthday in Iceland, where she performed with the Plastic Ono Band, which is still making music after all these years. It is hard to believe, but Yoko Ono is 77 now. She looks amazing. In December, it's going to be 30 years since Lennon was murdered, shot dead outside the Dakota apartment building here in New York, where he and Ono lived. As news of his death broke, a crowd gathered outside the Dakota. Mourners stayed throughout the night. One vividly remembers hearing them singing the night she was widowed. She still lives the Dakota today, and just across the street in Central Park is Strawberry Fields, the memorial dedicated to Lennon 5 years after his murder on what would have been his 45th birthday. 30 years. That terrible day is still vivid for Ono. We talked about what she remembers and how she managed to move on. There's a lot I want to ask you about, both your work now, what's coming up, and also just given that this is the anniversary of for John's birthday. How did you first meet? How did you first meet?
Okay. Well, I was doing a show, my own art show in Indica Gallery in Mason Yard in London. And John just came in, just walked in with the owner of the gallery. And I was a bit upset about it because, you know, I told the owner that nobody should get in before the opening. Mm. And it was just before the opening. I said, what is he doing?
You didn't know he was the Beatle?
Of course not, of course not. Mm. I don't know how to put it, but I thought he was very elegant, very beautiful guy. I saw his face and I thought, well, he's rather, you know, elegant. But I, you know, and I thought, well, I could, you know, I could think of having an affair with somebody like that, but I didn't want to because I'm too busy. That's what I thought. Because I was really busy at the time, so, you know, forget it. Yeah.
So when was there that connection? When was there the moment of, oh, okay, I recognize you?
Well, I started to feel that he did sort of had a special feeling for me, probably, in 1967, when he visited my apartment. Mm. And the way he visited was kind of nice. You know, he just suddenly appeared.
Why do you think there was such prejudice? I mean, why did so many, I mean, you know, I guess some of it stems from people saying you broke up the Beatles, but, I mean, the Beatles were on their way to breaking up before
they didn't
you were...
think about that. I think that I was used as a scapegoat, and it's a very easy scapegoat, and a Japanese woman, and, you know, whatever.
You think there some of it was sexism, racism?
Sexism, racism, but also just remember that the United States and Britain were fighting with Japan in World War II. It was just after that, in a way. Right. And so I can understand how they felt. You know.
Did it hurt?
Well, it did in a way, but, you know, it was sort of like a distant sling in a way, because John and I were so close, and we were just totally involved in each other, and in our work, you know, I mean, I just kept on being, getting ideas, and he was too. So that was much more exciting.
What do you think he would have been like at 70?
John was an incredibly spiritual and intelligent guy, but aside of that, he was a very attractive guy. And, you know, he would not have changed, I'm sure of that, because, you know, he had this kind of like cheekbone and the bone structure that would not failed in years. You mm-hmm. know. And, of course, he would not be retiring. I mean, he would never have... Well, he did think about retiring. He said, in the end, we should be in Cornwall, you know, on our rocking chairs and waiting for Sean's postcard or something. Well, that didn't happen. And I'm sure that if he got to be 70, then he would have forgotten all that. No, we have to do something now. And I'm sure this is when he would have been totally activist.
Why did you decide to stay in the Dakota?
Well, because it was our home. You know, you don't just leave home.
Yeah.
And also for Sean, that was the only home that he knows with, well, having time with his father. Mm. You know, everything in the house really reminded us of him. Every room is where he's touched. How are we going to leave that? Mm.
I would find it hard. I mean, after my brother died, we moved from the building, because I don't know, my mom and I both found it just really hard, but for you it gives you strength.
For me, it gives me what's the reminder of love that we have too, you know. It gives me power, yeah.
Do you still come here to Strawberry Fields often?
Well, you know, when I take a walk, I I walk a lot because, you know, it's very good for your health and everything. So when I take a walk in the morning, I pass here, just checking, you know. Everything's all right, you know, that kind of thing.
What's your feeling when you come here?
Well, I feel good that I made this tribute to John. I mean, this is a tribute to John. And I realized that it was very important to do it.
I mean, we all remember the night he died. And people coming spontaneously, and thousands of people outside singing. Did you hear those songs?
Of course, because my bedroom was right in front of it. I'm right next to it. And so all night I'm listening to them singing, or sometimes they play the radio, John singing. And when John was singing, it just made me feel strange, because I'm, he's supposed to be in bed with me, and then, you know,
Was it helpful? Did it make it harder?
It made it very hard, yeah.
And now, I mean, on the 70th birthday, what do you want people to celebrate? What do you want people to
His spirit, and the fact that there's so much that he gave to us, and to sort of thank him. And I know that people love him for what he has given them, you see, because he did give a lot.